Justice League.
Thank you for taking a ride on the Freedom Train Podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward, and always with me the dude who spoke before me, that's Mr. Patrick Irvin. Hey man, remember that the Freedom Train is brought to you by Patrick Inc. And that's P-A-C-T-S-I-N-C. And Patrick Inc. is a black development organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, make sure you all visit the website at www.pactsinc.org. On the main page, you will see something that says Amazon Smile. And what that is Amazon Smile is a program that when you buy something off of Amazon, a percentage of the proceeds will go to an organization that you choose for that stuff to go to. So from now on, you can choose, well, I mean, not can, but please choose PAX Inc. as the organization that you want to donate to through Amazon Smile. So every time you buy something, some of that money go to PAX Inc., and you will be helping a black organization be the best that they can be. And also while you're on the PAX Inc. website, make sure you hit that menu button up there so you get that drop-down box, see all the options they got, how you can learn more about their codes of conduct, learn how to be a member, learn how to donate, learn how to get involved. Make sure you jump into that Learning Center tab, go through all the resources in the Learning Center, and that way you yourself have enhanced your mind and supported a black organization all in one. And once again, that website is www.pactsinc.org. Hallelujah. Ain't that right, Pat?
Union.
And then, while you're online, make sure you visit that Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. You're going to learn more about me, me.
And then
I mentioned me. And you're going to learn about Pat. You're going to learn about Enigma September, Shelby Davis, Queen Candace, all of our podcasters, and everything that we got going on. And remember, the month of August is our mental health awareness month, so get your calendar set, get your mind right, everything. We're talking mental health in the month of August. Also, if you're a business owner out there and you're looking for an affordable advertisement, look right here at the Freedom Train Network. All you got to do is visit us, www.freedomtrainradio.com, and email us at thankyou@freedomtrainradio.com. And that way, we'll give you more information about our advertising packages, affordable advertising packages, where your advertisements will be in front of at least a quarter of a million people. A quarter of a million. So holler at us, www.freedomtrainradio.com, or email us at thankyou@freedomtrainradio.com. A quarter million.
I want to thank you. Oh, wait. Who's that creeping through my window?
Nobody. My grandma. Don't you hate when little kids talk about? So,
Stop trying to grandstand.
You so you abusive?
Yep.
Hey dog, you sure you want to say that on here? Are you trying to let the other gangs know?
No, you know I'm being real with mine. You know what I'm saying? Hey, point blank, word is born. Hey. Who kid? You kid? Know what I'm talking about? I ain't a Krillin, but I'm villain. People is gonna be offended no matter what you say, so why not say some offensive shit so they have a reason to be?
So if I said I like white socks, somebody would be offended.
Yep.
Why they got to be white? My brother.
Right.
Why they got to be, I don't even like the white part of my eyes, my brother.
They're going to be like, white socks because the white man has convinced you that white socks keep your feet warmer and drier then black socks. Brother, you don't understand.
Just like you've been conditioned to think white sugar will enhance your beverage better than brown sugar. Look.
My brother.
Well, try try seeing the world through the whites of your eyes. You can't. the colored parts, okay?
Try see,
dog. I don't even write on notebook paper no more. That's how pro-black I am.
Bruh. I'm so pro-black, I don't even write no more because I don't know how to write no non-European languages. So I just don't even write.
Bruh, I'm so pro-black, I stopped brushing my teeth because I don't want white teeth. I don't want people thinking white teeth are the standards.
Bruh, I'm so pro-black,
mm-hmm.
I keep my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I bump into stuff because I don't want
mm-hmm.
the eyes of my white to even show, the white of my eyes to even show. And
go.
I make sure that when I bump into stuff, I bump into stuff in such a way that the bright parts of my body will be the parts that get bruised so that they come out darker.
Bruh, I felt that. That almost made me tear up when you said that. I like that. But see, check this out. Mm-hmm. I'm so pro-black.
Go ahead. Okay.
I'm so pro-black that I only
Hold up. So you got say it again. Say I'm so pro-black. Go ahead.
I'm so pro-black.
How pro-black are you?
I'm so pro-black that I only buy white underwear to get them dirty and never wash them so they can forever be colored. Hallelujah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you cooking with grits. Now you cooking with grits.
Amen.
Now.
Hey, man.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Hey, you can't. It's funky. I kept it funky.
All day.
You know,
all
come
day.
Like a
Parliament album.
Hey, ain't no mountain high enough. So, we welcome y'all back to the episode as y'all listen to us clown. We appreciate y'all listening to us clown. And that's one of the incentives of listening to this podcast is you never know what we're going to say. You just get on down with it. We might freestyle. We're gonna freestyle same for y'all one of these episodes. So look out for that. But today, we got some topics. You got to talk about doing an update on coronavirus because my state, our state, the state of Florida, showing their ass. Florida moved up to number 3 as far as the number of COVID cases, but we're just going to give you an overall COVID update anyway and talk shit about state of Florida. We want to talk about there was a lady who fell to her death at the Grand Canyon. Pat want to tell us about that. Kanye West say he running for president. Watch the Redskins are being forced to change their nickname. Somebody dropped the book on Donald Trump. So we got a couple little things we want to discuss today. So we want to start with this Rona update, though. So Pat, you in North Carolina, right? You all are... See, y'all south of North Carolina, man. Y'all ain't trying hard enough, man. See, down here in Florida, see, like I said in that group chat, man, Florida has moved up to number 3 in as far as number of COVID cases per state because Florida like to be number 1 at everything. Right?
Yeah, I see. And y'all really don't like that. I see that, you know, like California is out ahead of y'all. I know because Florida supposed to be the new California or whatever, right?
But California is only 60,000 ahead of us. You hear I said only 60,000 ahead of us. So.
Right.
You know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's really motivating y'all is that y'all are, like, within striking range of California.
Well, also, 11,000 cases in one day. The fuck? Like, Florida almost eclipsed New York's mark. It was 11,400 something that New York had set in a day, and Florida almost eclipsed that. Yo, man, y'all chill out, man. Y'all sit y'all asses down, man. Chill out, man. Come on, man. Like
dropped all the way out of character. Hey, man, what are we doing?
No, for real, though. Because it's like I said yesterday, it's like Floridians saw the stereotypes and the stuff that people say about Florida, it was like, man, you know what? Fuck this, dog. Let's make this shit true, dog. We're going to make this shit true. Like, we're going to bring Florida Man to life. We're going to make Florida Man something that the whole nation remembers. And it's like, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing for Florida Man. But we do want to let people know that you all, when y'all think about Florida, you got to remember Florida's four different states in one. You got North Florida, Central Florida, South Florida, and Miami. Them four different states in one. So when you talk about Florida as a whole, you're not really talking about Florida as a whole, because we got to say what part of Florida. That way we can differentiate, because everybody in Florida ain't the same, even though we all know what happens anywhere Florida represents the whole state nationally. So.
No, but that's something that only Floridians know, though, that Florida are people that are intimately familiar with the state, but usually only Floridians really understand that, like, everything, every place in Florida is not the same. Like, and we're not talking about, like, minor differences that you would see, like, between the difference of, like, North Delaware and South Delaware. Like, you know, like, little difference. Like, we're talking about, like, drastic cultural differences. Like, between the different parts.
Yeah, they are. Like when you, like, here in Tallahassee is... more similar to Jackson. Well, Tallahassee is more similar to Thomasville than it is to Jacksonville or even Miami. And Thomasville is in Georgia, for those who don't know. And it's a little small town in Georgia. Because Tallahassee is in the part of Florida that's more influenced by Georgia. Because from Tallahassee on over to the Atlantic Ocean, like, Georgia's right there. Like, going west, it has more Alabama influence, and so even North Florida is chopped up like that. So, but anyway, hey, so what new information have you come across with COVID?
I don't think it's anything new. I know that they've been looking at the fact that, you know, like we've all known, everybody that catches COVID is not a spreader. What they're really finding out now is that there are what they're calling super spreaders. People that are, they're just giving it out like candy to little kids on the playground. But it seems like a good chunk of people that catch it aren't actually necessarily going to spread it. Not that that makes any difference, because they still can't really identify who's a super spreader and who isn't. So practically, we're still in the same situation that we've always been in. You got to assume that everybody has it, and that somebody that does have it can give it to you and probably will give it to you if you don't protect yourself. But then there's just other things that I think, and for those of you listening to this, I am coming down with a bit of some sniffles, dealing, playing around in dust and stuff all day, so bear with me on that. But another thing that, you know, that we've been dealing with too is just combating, they drilled the narrative, the 6 feet narrative, in our heads so heavily when everything first started that a lot of the times people have forgotten that it's been almost a month now since they came out and showed that, no, COVID can actually carry in the air for more than 27 feet.
Well, so, I've been telling people that as soon, the first time I heard somebody say stay 6 feet apart, I'm like, yeah, but yeah, motherfuckers, yeah, but y'all been teaching us that the sneezes travel 12 feet our whole life. So now all of a sudden the sneeze not going to travel 12 feet no more because COVID, mm-hmm. because you all said stand 6 feet apart, so the sneeze just going to stop at, what, 3 feet now, not go another 9?
And I do think they always knew that the 6 feet thing wasn't good, but I think it was one of those things where if they had told people they needed to be 12 or 20 or 30 or 40 feet apart, you know, like that's, I think they kind of got to put out like manageable numbers. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of what was done early on was like, okay, we know that this isn't necessarily going to work, but we don't want to panic, because we, like, now it seems like ancient history, but it wasn't that long ago that you couldn't get toilet paper.
Right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Because people were losing their fucking minds. It wasn't that long ago that people were selling hand sanitizer for goddamn $30 a bottle for a little ass personal pocket version of it.
Yeah. Hey, so didn't the CDC or the health officials, didn't they predict 100,000 deaths?
At the start, they said it could potentially get to 100,000 deaths. I think the total number that I've always heard was expect, at the earliest part I remember, it was like expect 1 to 2 million deaths. But it could get to a point to where 100,000 people were being affected a day.
Well, I know that original 100,000 death mark has been reached.
It's definitely been it's been eclipsed. We're at 130,000 deaths now, right?
Yeah. To my number of deaths.
Yeah.
So according to Worldometer, and one interesting thing too, Worldometer numbers and CDC numbers are different.
Mm-hmm.
So according to Worldometer, there are 132,546 deaths. And so when we wake up tomorrow, there'll be 3 million deaths. I mean, 3 million coronavirus cases when we wake up tomorrow, because right now, according to Worldometer, it's 2,976,185 coronavirus deaths. And so when we're talking states, I just give you top five states according to Worldometer. New York is number one with 422,088. California second, 260,155. Florida's third with 200,111. Texas is fourth with 199,427. And Jersey is fifth with 176,954. So, Corona isn't slowing down. It's really not slowing down. It's still devastating to the Black community. We know a lot of the information, a lot of the news coverages and things because of the deaths, because of protests and a whole lot of other things, they haven't been coronavirus-centric as possible. So for a lot of people, it seems, for them, because we've heard people say, well, damn, I think coronavirus ain't here no more. We're like, nah, that bitch here. It's here. Corona is here. But it's not being talked about. So that's coronavirus is in the out of sight, out of mind stage right now. But that doesn't mean it's gone. Because, you know, the numbers are here. They're showing. Now what's interesting though is looking at this CDC numbers versus Worldometer, when I click on the state of New York, it's saying that New York has 179,868 total cases. And this is saying that this was updated today. But I'm like, we know New York got way more cases than that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with, because I haven't really looked into how Worldometer gets their numbers. I do think Worldometer's numbers are updated more frequently than the CDC numbers.
Yeah.
But the CDC numbers are the official numbers. I tend to follow Worldometer numbers, though, I'm not going to lie, but I have noticed that they're regularly different. But, you know, for me, I'll say this to anybody that's, like, questioning either numbers, honestly, I think both of the numbers are low. I think there are a lot more cases than both numbers represent. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if we were already over 3 million cases, like, right now, like, sitting here. Like, you know, maybe even running up on 3.5 million cases. I just think there are a lot more cases out there because testing isn't being done as rapidly as it should be being done. Donald Trump is actively trying to slow down testing now. He's openly said that directly, that he's trying to slow down testing. This thing, like you said, Joe, it's not going away. It's here. It ain't going nowhere. And it really ain't going nowhere because people ain't taking this shit serious. They still ain't taking this shit. Over 130,000 people have died from this virus. And people still ain't taking it serious. They still won't stay the fuck in the house.
Well, yeah, I mean,
only go out when they need to. Wear the mask and shit.
That's one of the things, like, you know, like we was talking about in another conversation, is people, I've been having a conversation and seeing a lot of people who feel like they have a handle on it, feel like they really understand what's going on, and they're good. Like, I'm good. I know what's going on. I know how to do this. I know how to protect myself. And it's like, you're not a virologist. Stop saying that. Like, we got to get our ass off our shoulders with this virus. Like, stop acting like we have the answer. Like, the both of us, we've studied the hell out of this virus, and we still learning. We still really don't know about this thing, even though we studied the hell out of it. It's too much new information coming out all the time. New findings, new symptoms, new signs, new this, new that. Because looking up today how coronavirus is spread is different from when it's different information you're gonna get today than what you got like when it first came out in March. Like, you know, talking about they were specifically talking about just droplets of spittle with sneezes and coughs. So spittle out your mouth, and snot out your nose and things like that. But now, even talking to a young lady who's a biologist, and they made sense. Even just talking to people spreads the virus. Because if you think about the spittle out of your mouth, and I don't know why I didn't think about them, but think about people who normal people who got teeth in their mouth who spit when they talk. People who don't have teeth in their mouth and they spit when they talk. Just all types of things, saying certain words. Like, the virus can be spread. It's in the air. Like, it can stay in the air for a certain amount of time. It can stay on surfaces for a certain amount of time. But people also have to really understand that coronavirus is a virus. So stop giving it the attributes of a bacteria. So coronavirus being in an environment won't give it strength. Like, if you put it in heat, like, I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was like, well, if coronavirus is in temperatures of 98.6 or above, you know, it could either thrive. I've been in conversations, people say it could either thrive or die. And I'm like, viruses thrive in cell replication, not heat. Cell replication is a virus, not a bacteria infection. So...
Well, that's why, you know, that's just a lot right now that, like you said, we don't know. But some of the basic stuff is stuff that people that say that they got a handle on it, they don't even know that they don't know. Like, they don't, like, I've been hearing a lot of people say, you know, we just need to let everybody catch it. That way we'll all be immune to it.
Nope. And for me, I'm straight. Like, I'm straight on that.
But for me, it's like it doesn't work like that. I mean, everybody catches the flu all the time. We still haven't developed an immunity to that. Immunity is not like this one-size-fits-all thing. You know, like your body has different levels of immunity for different invaders. And it maintains that immunity for different periods of time. The studies that they have out there now show that immunity to coronavirus only lasts 6 to 8 months. And then you're susceptible.
I'm not trying to get it. What if it affect me differently than it affect you? What if my effects are detrimental? What about lungs? Well, yeah, We know it ravages your lung. We know it can mess with your kidneys. Like, I'm straight on that.
Yeah, it's a bloodborne pathogen or virus. Like all of them are, that affects the way your body reacts, or the way your body, it affects the way your body interplays with the circulatory system. And that's why you have all of these circulatory issues popping up all over the body, because this thing has an effect everywhere that your circulatory system is. That's why you're having people having blood clot issues in their hands and their feet and their toes and their blah, 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 blah. You know, so it's, but like you said, it's one of them things where it affects everybody differently. You might catch it and be asymptomatic, but I might catch it and need to get put on a fucking iron lung.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they are, you know, we all know, once you get put on an iron lung, your chances of coming off of it successfully with little to no damage is very, very low. So... I don't, but I've been hearing people say that is what I'm getting at. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot. I'm a nerd. I read the journals and all that shit for fun. And I can say with total certainty, scientists don't even know what the fuck is going on. Like you said, Joe, looking up information on COVID nowadays is going to be a totally different experience than even looking up information like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Like every week, new information is put out, and sometimes a good chunk of it counteracts the information that we think we already know. So you, especially if you haven't researched it in like 4 or 5 weeks, you don't know shit at this point.
Yeah, because, I mean, things are changing, like viruses mutating things. So you got to stay on top of it. Yeah, you got to actively research. But the thing is, one like he just said, continuously look at COVID. Don't be the person who is an expert on something that you know nothing about. Like, you're not a virologist. Hell, I've been studying HIV for 10 years. Now, I have expertise, but there's always something new I can learn about HIV, because there are always new information and new findings coming out about HIV. So you should never put yourself in a position where you just think you know everything. That'll hold you back. So continue to do your COVID research. Hey, so, all right, Pat, you want to put me up on this. It's a woman who fell in the Grand Canyon. What happened with that? What's up with that? What you know about that? Why are you talking about that?
I'm going to be honest. I had totally evil intentions when I brought this up, and I know it's not a good thing to do, and I hope the family don't hear this show. Because I was just like, how the fuck do you fall into the Grand Canyon trying to take a picture of scenery in the Grand Canyon? That means you stepped outside of the licensed, registered, and responsible safety area. You stepped over the pins, lost your balance, and fell into the Grand Canyon? I'll be honest, I read enough of the article to know that she was trying to take a picture and she fell. And I was like, okay, what's wrong with
me? Yeah, because I'm reading an article about it now, and they're saying they always have designated railings and places to, from a safe distance, so you won't get that close. Yeah, that's not good. It's not a good look. Yeah, you're too close. I don't know.
I keep telling people that humans are not that smart. The mere fact that they even have to put railings up to keep people from falling.
Because they know somebody don't go to the edge.
But that's why I keep saying people ain't that smart. You ain't got to put no railing up in the Grand Canyon for me. Trust me. I don't need no railings, ropes, and safety measures there.
It's a big old hole. I mean, you don't have to do it for me, but, you know, like I said, the fact that you have to do it is like, wow, we really got to put railings up.
Right.
But also, I guess one thing that stands out to me about it is it would be amazing even if it was the first time I've heard it. But this is not the first time we've heard somebody falling in the Grand Canyon. And so that's why it's another head scratcher as well. Like, why are y'all, well, like, what are y'all trying to, what's so great that's inside the Grand Canyon that you feel like you got to need to risk your life to get that close of a picture? Like, and because they got technology these days where you can get a good zoom. Like, you can zoom pretty close.
What's inside of the Grand Canyon?
That's what I want to know. Like, yeah, I understand this canyon
at the bottom of that motherfucker. Like
we know it's water because water cut it open. So we know it's water. It's some kind of wildlife. We know that. Trees, grass, rocks. Other than that, like, What you got going on? Like, what's in there?
I can't call it. I was just, and what made it even more, and this is going to be the theme for most of the stuff I'm going to talk about. What made it even more interesting is we in the middle of a fucking pandemic. Why is your ass at the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, why are you? I mean, go to the canyon. I don't want nobody not to go to the canyon. Go to the canyon. Get your canyon on. You know what I'm saying? Go to the Grand Canyon, then go to Wild and not see Nick Cannon. No, and then and on your way to both, listen to Don Cannon. But the thing is, be safe. I mean, be smart. Be safe and smart. Smart and safe. Whichever order best suits your life. Smart and safe or safe and smart. But your Grand Canyon trip shouldn't turn. Like, come on, man. Like, my parents would probably get me out of the coffin and beat my ass. If that was my story, my daddy would be like, boy, what the fuck wrong with you, boy? You stupid? He said just like that. Boy, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he's supposed to say that because I ain't supposed to be in that casket because I fell off the Grand Canyon because I went past the guardrail. That's like the people who go to the zoo and get bit by the animals.
Well, I'm gonna be, you know, I've been disagreeing with a lot of people on this, so I'm gonna disagree on this too. Don't take your ass to the Grand Canyon right now. We in the middle of a goddamn pandemic. Sit your ass in the house.
Well, that's a whole nother thing too, because I'm in the middle because I'm not going nowhere. First of all, if I don't know your status, I don't really want to be around you like that. But I do want to be able to get out sometimes. But I don't think people should be going places in large crowds and gatherings and things. Like a club got shut down here, and they got their liquor license pulled for having a party. Like they had a whole party and all that stuff that happened. But I want people to still be able to get out, but certain places. Yeah, certain places should be open. I do agree with that, like the beach and maybe the Grand Canyon and stuff like that. Might not be open. Like you need to settle for like parks and backyards and stuff like that.
When this whole thing kicked off, I was there. You know, like well, people can still go out. They just need to be safe. You know, that's where I was. I felt like that was a reasonable place to be. At this point, it's no longer reasonable. People have proven that they can't handle that level.
That is true. That's true, too. That's true, too.
I mean, this lady was not at the Grand Canyon by herself. There was a crowd of people at the Grand Canyon celebrating the 4th of July. Like.
Well, see, that's another thing, too. You still had mass gatherings for 4th of July.
So, at this point, I'm like... Like they should have kept everything shut down the way it was shut down. They shouldn't have opened back up. They should have shut it down even more. Because I'm also looking around at other
especially
countries
in Florida
that they've kind of got the corona thing under control, and they're now able to fully reopen their societies. There are countries that have beaten this thing to the point where they're having soccer matches, football matches. Complete with thousands and thousands and thousands of fans in the stands yelling and screaming and spitting. No masks, no gloves, no face shields, no nothing, because they did what they needed to do when they needed to do it. Americans keep trying to be safe and have fun. This is an instance where you can't fucking do that. You got to pick.
Hey.
Do you want to die or do you want to have fun?
Well, I mean, but in this, they picked economics over health once again. Let's just be real. That's why you got people at the beach. That's why you got people at the Grand Canyon. That's why you got people going to clubs and stuff. That's why you're still having mass gatherings. COVID or not, people still doing stuff. And they're like, I need to get out. I need to get out. I need to get out. I'm like, y'all crazy. Like, a lot of like the automatons and like the program people, we're starting to see like they're programming acting up because, you know, it's like, man, chill out. You need to You got to be able to. I understand everybody's different personalities and different all these things here. But in COVID, you can't be so eager to get out that you're willing to endanger yourself. And you can't be such an expert on COVID that you haven't done any research or you've done minimal research, but yet you know everything.
But this is where I begin to sound like a nut to a lot of people because I keep being like, look, you can't, because these would be the same people. So, like, when they catch the shit or their kids get it or somebody close to them get the shit, go in the hospital and they definitely ill, these would be the same motherfuckers wanting people to feel sorry for them, you know, and wanting people to have some sort of empathy for them and support them. No, I don't give a damn what special accommodations your local club has made or your local movie theater has made or your local whatever has made. I don't care that the state has opened back up or nothing like that. You as an individual with supposedly full control of your faculty.
Well, yeah.
Stay your ass in the fucking house.
But let's just be real. The majority of people aren't conditioned like that. Majority of people are conditioned to be reactive and impulsive and compulsive. Like, you have to work at self-control. You have to work at being a leader. You have to work at thinking outside the box. You have to work at moving against the herd or against the current. You got to put yourself in those positions, and most people aren't that. Once again, the automatons. Hey, everybody else getting out, I need to get out. Everybody else doing this, I need to do this. Everybody else this, I need to do this. Everybody else that, I need that. So, that's what we are. That's literally what we are when it comes to humanity and people. And believe it or not, you know how when we see these clips of these politicians and these so-called world leaders or whatever, where these people in these positions of leadership, and they talk about like Bill Gates and Obama and stuff, and you got these videos of them, you get sound bites of them saying that humans aren't capable of thinking for themselves. And everybody get mad when they say that. But then you got events like this and others, and you see that humans really don't do a good job of thinking for themselves. Humans, like when this first started, what did we say? Hey, man, if human beings don't do right, stop doing dumb stuff, they're going to take away our ability to make decisions for ourselves.
Well, I think I've kind of been on this kick for a while now. People are stupid. You know, like they're not, like, you might bump into smart individuals, but as a collective, as a race, we're not very intelligent. And you don't have to think very hard to prove that we're not very intelligent.
Right.
Look at the level of mass genocide we're imposing on our very own future with how we're treating the environment. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, you know, you go back to all of these examples of these mass gatherings that we're still having, people still going to church. Church has become a prime spreading point for COVID at this point because people keep going. You know, when in the news, there was a recent, you know, story about a club in South Carolina that got shot up, 8 people injured, 2 people dead. And I'm like, why the fuck were you in a nightclub to get shot in the first goddamn place? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Like, that's just irresponsible behavior on everybody from the people who opened the club to the people who went to the club. Sit your head down and stay home.
And I'm not saying, like, I get people need social interaction. I get that. So I'm not even asking people to be a hermit like me. But who's to say you can't go to a park or some sort of link-up area with a small group of people? If you're
right.
Fortunate enough to know that these people are clean,
everybody's
wonderful.
Status. Yeah.
If you're not, take precaution to stay as far apart as possible while still being able to communicate. Like, but staying somewhere small, being outdoors, don't go into an enclosed area, you know, because the deal with the spread is it's not just like breathing and stuff like that, but literally as we're walking around, we're creating clouds of corona. Like, you know, from the if you're sweating, the moisture that's coming off of your body. If you're talking, just from breathing, when you exhale, moisture comes out of your nose. We're literally constantly emitting a cloud of corona if you're infected. Don't be indoors.
Well, I mean, even the cloud, like, just heads up, people, even the cloud can last for at least 6 hours outdoors. So,
right.
I mean,
that's where you stay.
I mean,
you're right.
Yeah. But that's just extra incentive on what you were saying, though. Like, if you're going to, like, when I've gone out, it's only been like twice. When I've gone out, it's been with people that I've worked with. And at my job, we get screened. We don't get, like, a full corona screening, but we get, like, at least a minimal corona screening every day, go for questioning, temperature checks, all those different things every day. So the only time I've been out is with these people that I'm around every day. Hell, I don't have it yet. I've been around y'all. We recently just all been tested. Everybody's negative. So these are the only people that I'm with outside of my house. Other than that, nah. I ain't trying to do large crowds. I ain't trying to do none of that. I don't have the Rona, and I ain't trying to get the Rona. I don't need the Rona. I don't need no immunity. Not me. So, but anyway, let's keep this ball rolling. So Patrick's favorite rapper, Kanye Alphinius West, says he's running for president. And Pat called me very excited about this. He was like, bruh, did you hear? I like, what? He like, bruh. He kept saying, bruh, he said about 20 times. I'm like, what? What you, like, what? Like, I have brothers. So what you trying to say? He's like, nah, Kanye running for president. The college dropout running for president. You better vote for him. I was like, no. Then Pat started playing all his music all day, so.
Yeah, it happened just like that.
Yeah. So let me read a little bit of this. Say, Kanye West said Saturday he is running for president in 2020 election, and apparent challenge to go head to head with President Donald Trump. We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. West tweeted, "I'm running for president of the United States 2020 vision." West tweeted his plans days after teasing a new song and announcing a new album titled God's Country. I heard that new song. That's all I'm going to say. Fans immediately tweeted their support for the musician and business mogul, who has a history of promoting himself and his projects with political statements. So far, it doesn't appear West has any intention of actually running for president. With the election only 4 months away, West still needs to register with the Federal Election Commission, present a campaign platform, collect enough signatures to get on the November ballot and more. So this could be a PR stunt, something. But let's take it from the standpoint. Let's just say it wasn't, because I do believe it's a PR stunt. Because you coming this late into the game, nah, I don't think you're serious about running for president. But I do think it's something he put out there now. For maybe the next presidential election, I wouldn't be surprised if he was to run. But let's just say he's running for president for real. I'm gonna just say it like this. I just want your opinion on both sides. If Kanye was running for president for real, why should people vote for him? This should be interesting.
They shouldn't. But if we play a devil's advocate, and I will say for the record, I do think he's taking a page out of his daddy playbook. His daddy being Donald
who
Trump, who we know at this point, Trump.
Okay, I got you.
He only
not
ran
daddy,
for president. Yeah, he only ran for president in order to boost his business, free promotion, free marketing. He wasn't expecting to win. Oh shit, I won. But that being said, he was seeing a tremendous increase to the recognition, the international recognition of his brand just from running for president. So I think Kanye is following his daddy's playbook. honest opinion, he should not vote. Nobody should vote for goddamn Kanye West. But devil's advocate, why you would vote for Kanye West. You know, if you want to see 4 more years of utter chaos and disruption, maybe not quite as bad in terms of the racial turmoil, because I don't think Kanye West would be using white supremacist dog whistles and shit way Trump is. Go ahead.
No, I just think Kanye will find out how much of a Negro he is, how much white people really don't care for him on that level. I really do think he'll find that out trying to run for president.
I don't think he has a chance in hell of winning, but assuming that, you know, because you were just like, why should you vote for Kanye West? Well, if you want to continue to see the U.S. government be disrupted in a very similar manner to the way that it's being disrupted right now, without the racial undertones that Donald Trump brings to the table, Kanye West is your dude. He don't know shit about shit, from what we could tell. He don't have no connections to shit, from what we could tell. He don't have no thorough understanding of shit, from what we could tell. And he don't have no connections to any world leaders or any world countries for shit that we could tell. So he would essentially be a black broke version of Donald Trump coming in.
Well, I think, like, Kanye West and LeBron James never said he was running for president, but watching some of the sports analyst shows, that's one thing that's been floating around the circles is, Skip Bayless was talking about LeBron James in the sense of his impact versus Martin Luther King's, which I thought was ludicrous. But Chris Broussard and Rob Parker on the Odd Couple, Rob Parker was like, LeBron won't win. Chris Broussard was like, he thinks LeBron will have a good chance. I don't think LeBron will have a good chance. First of all, LeBron done did too much for black people, for one. Well, that's it. That's it. He's done too much. But he's not a politician. And you don't have to be a politician to win. But Donald Trump woke up the bowels. But Donald Trump also woke up the bowels of white races of America. Donald Trump woke up those white people, because white people outnumber us, so he woke up those white people who hate black people. Hell, a lot of those white people woke up when Obama was president. Those white people did not. Donald Trump is president because we had a black president before him. Because white people was like, we'll take anybody over a black person or a woman. Anybody. And so that's why, like, for me, neither LeBron would have a chance or Kanye would have a chance to win president, to win the.
I think Kanye
would really
figure out.
Than
LeBron.
Kanye is more favored. He's more favored by those white people's votes who LeBron would need, because LeBron had done too much for black people. He's done too much for the white people who the white supremacists don't like.
But even to that, I don't know. LeBron wouldn't win for the simple fact that LeBron's political voice is unfavorable to the right and is not strong enough for the left.
Right. Right.
And so him having done a lot for black. Yeah, he had to compromise hard. And that's before he dealt with conservatives.
Right. Because you're either going to be far to the right, you're either going to be far to the left, or you in the middle. And in the middle, people don't really win that much. Because a lot of people, they seem like they're in the middle, but they be a little, they favor sides.
Well, and if we're being honest, because it's become that way now, but Joe Biden runs that moderate lane. He is, like, the middle is his playing field. LeBron James ain't beating Joe Biden.
But Joe Biden has learned to talk like he's in the middle and operate to the extreme right or left when it benefits him.
Oh, of course. He's a politician.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, like you said, LeBron don't know how to do that. Kanye don't know how to do that. But I do agree, just looking at it, I do think Kanye will have a better chance than LeBron just because Kanye would have more of those white supremacist white people looking at him, probably supporting him because of the things that he said. Now, he only got one chance to make a mistake now. Then they don't mess with him no more.
So. I wouldn't vote for either one of them.
Me neither.
Or Kanye.
I mean, you still have to, I don't care who you are, you still have to earn my vote.
Right. And even with LeBron, like, LeBron has done a lot for black people, especially when you compare him to a lot of other athletes, most other athletes. There are a couple of athletes that definitely he hasn't caught up to yet. You know, I'm thinking Beast Mode is definitely one that doesn't get a lot of credit, but has done a lot for his local community.
Well, that's what I was about to say. LeBron's social activism isn't different from athletes before him or athletes during his time, and it isn't different from community activists. It isn't different, but what it is it's in the package of the most popular athlete the most popular basketball player in the world. I ain't say athlete because Ronaldo, but the most popular basketball player in the world, this guy has these views, so it's going to be looked at.
Yeah, his platform is made his contributions kind of outsized because LeBron can do something that 30 or 40 other players in the NBA could be doing that you never know about because they don't have LeBron's platform. That being said, LeBron still, and that's not for all of LeBron sexuals, that's not minimizing what LeBron has done. You know, we give LeBron full credit for all the things he's done for the community.
But it's the truth, and it's been said on plenty of many platforms. It's not like LeBron has done anything nobody else has done. But it's the platform that it's being done on.
So, you know, with that being said, my biggest beef with LeBron is it's not a beef. My hesitation with stepping behind LeBron, outside of the fact that he's an athlete, and you can say what you want to say about it, my opinion of athletes is shut up, dribble, and give your money to the community. And I understand the terminology that I just used is a very negative terminology because it's frequently used by people on the right to shut up athletes who have a very liberal or progressive stance. And that's why I use it. Because if you niggas, and yes, I'm using that term now, only in this specific instance, if you niggas can sit around here and try to convince me that the reason y'all say nigga is to take control of the word from white people and to try to desensitize it from the historical blah, blah, blah that it represents, all of that bullshit, and I'm expected to believe that horse shit, then I can tell this dude to shut up and dribble with the same excuse that y'all have that I'm trying to take the power of the word away from white people. And I bet you it won't work. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. I think LeBron James, like, you know, that's my beef with Colin Kaepernick too. Like, Colin Kaepernick was making millions of dollars a year. Where the black community needed him was in using his millions of dollars a year to fund black programs. We don't need no platforms. We don't need no causes. We don't need no celebrity voices. We need your resources. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? Shut up. Keep your platform to yourself. Do what it do. Make your money and hand it off to people that do this shit for a living. Please.
Yeah, I've come across posts on Facebook people talking about they might vote for Kanye. Like this one post, they got Trump old, his attributes are old, racist, has dementia, 25 rape allegations. Say Joe Biden old, racist, has dementia, 8 rape allegations. Kanye was 43 years young, 0 rape allegations, 21 Grammys, greatest hip hop artist of all time. First of all, he's not the greatest hip hop artist all time. We're upset they need to be slapped in the face. Second of all, what the hell does Grammys have to do with being presidential? But it's just dumb shit that people are doing so far. It's just dumb shit people are doing so far. And I get the satire behind it. But We be reaching hard. We be reaching hard. We be reaching hard. I know our situation.
Damn.
They're trying to be funny. They're trying to say. They're trying to say basically, you know, well, they are saying like Biden and Trump are two old ass white men, old forgetful ass white men who be raping people, and Kanye don't rape people, so vote for Kanye. But it's stupid.
Yeah, but they compare it. Well, first off, we don't know that Kanye don't have no rape allegations. He ain't announced his run for presidency yet. You might be surprised what come out if he actually runs and these motherfuckers have a chance to really dig dirt up on Kanye West. He might be Chi-Town's modern goddamn R. Kelly for all you goddamn know. You don't know that man from shit. But second off, like you said, his Grammys don't have nothing to do with nothing. Third off, you can't compare the, like, so what has Joe Biden, if you're going to bring up Kanye West's career achievements in terms of his Grammys, bring up Joe Biden's career achievements in terms of what he's done as a politician. And then ask yourself, who's, like, is this a political job or is this a music job? Because if it's a music job, Kanye West is overqualified to be president of music. But if we talk about president of the United States, your Grammy, like you say, your Grammys don't mean shit. What they got to do with anything?
But I mean, look, man. At this point, people just throwing shit at the wall of sandwich speech. Like, let's just be real. That's really what they're doing. Because people are like, oh well, they let Trump in, not knowing that you don't always have to be presidential material to be president. Like Ronald Reagan was an actor, but Ronald Reagan was smart enough. And he was savvy enough to hold his stuff together. Like Trump's just a blithering idiot. But always remember, Trump was a response to a black man being president, though. People have to remember that. So they were like, anything is better than a black man or a woman.
So we have to remember that. Here's the other part I want people to remember. There's a reason why Ronald Reagan, who was an actor, and who was, by all accounts, author of some of the most horrible policies that have passed in America, and was, by and large, another huge shift from what traditional conservatism was in America. Because let's not forget, like, Roe v. Wade, abortion rights and all of that was championed by a conservative party at one point. I believe it was passed by a conservative Supreme Court. It was, actually. Let's also not forget that environmental protections, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and a lot of the stuff that has become liberal was at one point conservative in nature. I believe the EPA was created by Nixon. Ronald Reagan came in and was a drastic shift from the politics of what conservatism was. Donald Trump came in and has thus far been another drastic shift. But pay attention to the fact that they both came in on the Republican ticket. The reason why this is possible is because the Republican ticket doesn't have as many gatekeepers as the Democratic ticket does. It's largely popularity vote wins. So I want people to pay attention to that, all of these people who say the presidency need to be popular vote only. Pay attention to what's happening in a party that is largely popular vote only, and consider what all they brought to the table with that. People ain't smart, man. People is not that smart. Anyways, I'm done.
Right. Get y'all mind right, suckers. So Pat, come knock on y'all door. So another topic, one of the last topics.
Your baby. I wouldn't do that. That's rude.
So I talked about this on the Fix, but I know you and I want to talk about it. Should the Washington Redskins change their name? So I interviewed this dude on the Fix podcast a couple of years ago, and I come across this post on Facebook, and it's saying, should the Washington Redskins change their name? So this is the black man's response to the question, should the Washington Redskins change their name? He's saying, hell no. I don't have any problem with it. The name and logo has been around for 50 years, and now people have a problem with it. Give me a break. And it's like, well, yeah, let's take that same logic, that and white supremacy and slavery. Let's just bring slavery back, because you know some white people don't have a problem with slavery, and so if individual white people don't have a problem with it, you should keep it, right? It's been around. That was around more than 50 years. The logic,
yeah, that's a crazy
logic, that's
argument.
How people got it. That is, that's the selfish ass and egotistical ass argument as well. It's like, hey, the people should continue to be offended because I like the name, I like the logo. Fuck everybody else, huh? That's stupid. But
yeah,
same thing like I said on the fix. Pat, what high school you went to?
Ricketts. James S. Ricketts. I'm a quarter redskin.
Don't say it. Don't say that. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't. Damn it.
I messed up.
I was gonna set it up. Yes, and you ain't listening. All right, so ran that back. What, when you got to high school, what was your mascot?
The Redskins.
When you graduated, you was what?
A Raider.
So you went to one high school, but you had two mascots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they change the name?
Because the Native American kid who was going to be going to the school was offended by the Redskin logo and said this shit need to change, and so they changed it.
That
it was a lot more involved than that, but that's
oh, the Keaton, yeah. Yeah, talking about Alan Keaton and that, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't solely about him, but
I'm simplifying the hell out of it, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was because it was a couple schools and there was a couple institutions and things that didn't have the money that the NFL had or like any of these professional leagues. So it was a couple name changes. Now high school was one of them. But
yeah, like FSU had the resources to fight back.
Yeah, FSU gives the Seminole tribe here in Central Florida, they gave them like between $2 and $4 million a year to keep quiet. So, but I'm not. I get it from the white supremacy standpoint. Daniel Snyder is owner of the Washington Redskins, and he's been trying to sell out Native Americans for the longest to say that the word Redskin isn't offensive. But then you have a whole Native American council that's coming out and say, nah, y'all got to change the name. And then you have FedEx telling you to change the name, or they pulling funds. You got Nike who pulling products because it's all offensive and stuff. And so now basically the Washington franchise is basically their hand is being forced to change the name. The name hasn't been changed as of yet. But just knowing what we went through in high school and looking at this, like, are you just like flabbergasted that they've got to go to these lengths to get the damn name changed for a football team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we had to change our name as a high school, even then I was like, okay, this is the wave. You know, I was really surprised that it stopped with the high school. You know, I thought, like, again, this is the late 90s, early 2000s.
It was changed in 2000.
I thought everybody was fixing to have to change. Like, I thought FSU Chief Osceola was finna change his shit. You know, I thought the Washington Redskins, I thought they was gonna change their shit. Like, I was looking around like, oh yeah, this is the great equalizer. Everybody finna be a Raider. Didn't happen. But it didn't ruin the high school or nothing. Like, I really don't get the pushback, you know what I'm saying, that people are experiencing. It didn't change the high school. It didn't make the team no worse. You know what I'm saying? It didn't. I think they actually got some pretty fly new uniforms out of it for the sports, at least
the
football
did.
Team.
Yeah, it like the uniforms improved that drastically for like football and basketball. Uniforms improved, but it's just the fact that you. At any level, you have the name being changed because it was recognized as being a derogatory term. But then when it comes to the NFL, the Washington, the bitch ass, crappy ass Washington Redskins with them ugly ass mustard pants.
Spoken like a true Cowboys like, nah, fan.
Straight up. They like, nah, the name ain't offensive. Oh yeah, we got Geronimo over here. Tell him, Geronimo. Tell him. You know, Geronimo, this Candace Owens' uncle. Tell him, Geronimo, it ain't offensive. Geronimo, get up there. It is not offensive. They ain't going by their business. Like, come on, man. Come on, bro. Like, that's literally what happened. I watched Dane Snyder do that. We did. We watched him do that years ago. And they went on that fight. It's not offensive. It's not offensive. And they deemed it to not be offensive. But now it's offensive. Same thing like with the Kaepernick thing 4 years ago. Oh, it wasn't enough footage, or it wasn't whatever the information out there for us to know that police brutality is happening. But now all of a sudden George Floyd died. Now, oh man, now we see it. Like, this, the shit been, stop lying. The shit been there. People been fighting this. People been fighting Redskins name change forever. Like, stop that. Change the damn name. Just change the fucking name.
Yeah, it should be pretty. And we go back, and the reason I found out, I've heard people make some pretty interesting arguments. When we talked yesterday, I made a point that, you know, I had heard people saying all kinds of things, and, you know, even at one point I was a little bit confused about what was going on just because I'm not a Native American, and I was hearing so many different things happening and people saying different things on both sides from the Native Americans. You know, and my stance is always whatever. If a culture group says something is wrong, I agree with that culture group. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's their culture group. If they're saying I'm offended by this, who am I to say no? You're not.
Right. Yeah. But it's always that. That's what white people always do. White people, especially if it's affecting the bottom line. Well, hell, I'm not offended. Well, bitch, it ain't about, just like the black dude on Facebook, like, he don't have a problem with it. Bitch, ain't nobody ask you if you had a problem with it. This ain't about you, bitch. Let them change the name of the team to the Washington Niggas. I bet your black ass have a problem with it. Not, and guess what? We're not going to change it because some white boy somewhere don't have a problem with it. Sit your dumb ass down.
Well, that's actually what I was thinking about when you first mentioned the white boy. That's what I was, not the white boy, the black dude. That's what I was thinking about. I was like, okay, so what if there was a team called the Florida Niggas, and it was a professional football team, and it had been a professional football team for the last, say, 100 years or whatever.
Right.
Would you not have a problem with it because they've been a professional football team for the last 100 years, or would you be like, all right, y'all got to change that fucking name.
That's just classic. It don't affect me, so I don't give a shit. My man, sit your dumb ass down with saying something like that. As old as you is, you should know better.
I agree.
But I don't know. Man, this dude be agreeing with a lot of right-wing stuff as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of them, especially since Trump has, honestly, I think Trump's presidency has created a lot, not created, I think it's revealed a lot of stupid black conservatism. And I want to call it stupid black conservatism because I want to make sure that I am adequately painting the difference between those black people that are truly conservative and the idiots that just want to support Trump. Because there is a difference. I've talked to black conservatives that are just conservatives.
Well, being a conservative doesn't mean you have to support Trump or support the dumb shit. You can be a Republican and a conservative and not support that. Like, black people are conservative by nature anyway.
We are.
So.
We are. And that's part of our whole disagreement. That's part of our whole disagreement with the goddamn Democratic Party is that we are not liberals at heart, but we are a part of a liberal party because the conservative party that is president in America is racist as shit. So yet another reason why black people need their own party, because we are not adequately represented by the Liberal Party because we're not liberals, and we're not adequately represented by the Conservative Party because we're not racist.
Well, I mean, saying, the Republican Party took their hoods off. The Democrats still ride around with their hoods on. They act like don't nobody know, even though, like, they still, like, they got distinctive markings and things. Like, we know that Joe Biden is, like, we know what your voice sounds like. We know your anecdotes and stuff. Like, we know that you. Like, this ain't me. Nope. Remember the movie White Man Can't Jump when Raymond went to the grocery store to try to rob Ronaldo Ray. He was like, Raymond, is that you? He was behind the mask. Like, no, this ain't Raymond. This ain't Raymond. Like, bitch, we know this. We know it's Raymond. We know this you. But they're like, nah, that's not me. I'm not racist. This is not me. Stop this, man. Stop the bullshit, man.
Yeah, I ain't seen that movie in a long ass time, but I don't remember that scene.
Man.
But I got it, so I'm going to have to go watch it now.
Yeah, Raymond.
I agree with you.
That's the buzz. But the Redskins changed their name. Shit, stupid. Start acting like that.
They really.
But I also think it's funny that Nike, all you companies who wait till these protests break out to try to act like y'all down with the cause, y'all can suck dick and go to hell. Y'all full of shit. The measure of a real person is when nobody else is doing it, when it's difficult to do it. That's how you see the real measure of who people are. Don't wait till it's the trend to be like, we're on this Black Lives Matter. We're fighting all social injustices. Bitch, y'all, why FedEx, Nike, all these other companies, why y'all ain't do this a year ago, 2 years ago, or the first time they started talking about it? Or whoever, like, it's not horrible that you're doing it now, but we see the disingenuous stuff that's in it because you all are now trying to come out on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
So stop with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. The sad part is there's a lot of people that ain't studied enough to be able to see that because they ain't looked at history, so they think that what's happening now is different.
Because, I mean, none of these, like, protests, these are 2020's protests. Protests that always happen. Check out the 60s. Check out the 70s. What you think people was out there doing? Check out, man, people have always protesting shit. Like, this is, like, this generation of people aren't doing anything. They aren't doing anything. You know, they're just doing what previous generations have been doing. And if the previous generations did something different, these generations would be doing that. Yeah.
I'm with it.
But they need to change their name and their franchise trash anyway, so. Yeah. Well, you want to talk about the Trump book thing?
No, I thought it was funny that his niece is writing a book about him. I don't know a lot of people know, but Trump actually has a few brothers and sisters. And so by virtue of that, he has nieces and nephews. And his younger brother's daughter wrote a book called, her name is Mary L. Trump. And she has a PhD. And the interesting part about a lot of the members of Trump's family, a lot of them are highly educated. Like, you'd be surprised at how many of them are actually very well educated. Trump, if there's a stupid gene, I guess he got all of it. Seems to be. But in any case, because his older sister, I believe, is a judge. But in any case, the book is called Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. And the book, it should be getting, she just won a court battle where her, so to have the book distributed, because Trump has his entire family on a silence order. They can't speak out or say anything about him during his tenure as president, which is why you haven't heard anything from any of them. And her dad, his younger brother, has actually been taking steps to prevent the book from coming out. So this book looks like it's going to get distributed, but I just thought it was funny that I've read probably more than would probably be, like, cool to read of the books that have been coming out about Trump in this administration. I haven't read John Bolton's book yet, but I can assure you if there's a book out about the Trump administration that's come out outside of John Bolton's book, and I'm not going to lie, I'm going to read it. I haven't read Omarosa's book. They're all bad, and they all paint the same picture. This man is an idiot, a narcissist, and he's only concerned about one thing, and that's him. Sure. And so I just find it interesting that with all of this stuff coming out, and it keeps coming out, this man still has supporters. And now a book is coming out from his niece, which I assume is probably going to be saying a lot of the same shit that all of the other books have been saying. It's just probably going to go into a little bit more detail because, you know, she has a more intimate knowledge of the family structure that created Donald Trump, which is why I'm going to read this, because I want to be able to spot the next young Donald Trump by being able to look at family dynamics. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting. That's all.
Okay. Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. That was the Nipsey Hussle song.
Yeah, Nipsey and YG. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, YG ain't dead yet, so I don't remember him.
That's messed up, man.
Didn't even register until after I said it.
Nah, I got what you said. I just like, that's messed up, man. Hey, man, y'all. That concludes our show today. Remember, you want to advertise your business, black businesses, whatever business you want to advertise your business, man. We got 250,000. Listeners, plus, so holler at us. Thank you. Email us at thankyou@freedomtrainradio.com or visit our website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. You can email Patrick personally at patrick@freedomtrainradio.com or me at joe@freedomtrainradio.com. Remember, support everything we got going on, Freedom Train Network. You can support Lessons from the Screen on Patreon at patreon.com/LFTS. You support the Fix Sports Podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/fix. And we got a lot of stuff coming up. So keep in touch, stay on the free, and learn to love yourself. That's it. Somebody loves you. I hope. But that being said, man, we out this bitch. You heard me? You